Well, right after South Carolina votes, the spotlight will shift to the 14 states across the country that vote on Super Tuesday. More than 1,300 delegates will be on the table, including California, the biggest prize with more than 400. We're joined now by Scott Schaefer, politics editor and host of Political Breakdown at KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Jeremy.
So you've got some new polling results out of California. Senator Bernie Sanders has a clear lead there with 36% over the other candidates. Tell us more about what your poll says and what you're seeing in California as Democrats are voting already and preparing to vote.
Yeah, so this was a poll by Change Research for KQED, and it was taken right after the Las Vegas debate, so keep that in mind. But it shows Bernie Sanders with 36% of the vote among likely Democratic primary voters, followed by Elizabeth Warren at 18%, Joe Biden 10%, Pete Buttigieg at 9%, and Michael Bloomberg, who has spent an awful lot of money in California on television ads, is at 5%, mm-hmm. and everybody is down below that.
And what about when you break it into some of the demographic groups? There's obviously a huge Latino population in California. What are you seeing there and with black voters?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of Bernie Sanders' real strengths in California. You know, he ran here 4 years ago, and he's really in many ways building on the momentum that he developed when he was running against Hillary Clinton. Among Latino voters in California likely to vote in the Democratic primary, Sanders gets a 41% share. That is quite a large percentage, especially when you consider that very few of the Latino leaders in California have endorsed Bernie Sanders. So this is really very much a more of a grassroots kind of a thing. And among black voters, where, you know, somebody like Joe Biden, you might expect to be number one, actually Bernie Sanders is on top with black voters, 34% preferring him. Actually, Elizabeth Warren is second. Biden is third in California in our poll among African Americans. And Sanders also does well with Asian Americans, especially now that Andrew Yang is out of the race. So he does well with all voters of color as well as all age groups. So he is very well positioned going into Super Tuesday. And, you know, both Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar continue to have a lot of hard time really connecting and getting support from voters of color here.
Now, one thing that is new this time around is that California is on Super Tuesday, which it usually is not, which was meant to make it so that voters would have a bigger say in the primary contest. Has that played out as they had hoped, though? Because since it's coming so soon after these first contests, the candidates haven't been able to spend as much time there as they would if it were a month from now.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's still California's voice is still dwarfed compared to little Iowa and New Hampshire. Clearly, the candidates always come out here for money. But in terms of the California candidates like Kamala Harris, Eric Swalwell, the East Bay congressman, they've dropped out of the race. And Tom Steyer, who's the only Californian left in the race, he's at 3% in our poll. So it hasn't helped the California candidates having this primary moved up. It, you know, of course, they've all come to California for money. And Pete Buttigieg, for example, has gotten much of the fuel that he used to really launch his campaign from California. But, you know, Donald Trump has raised a lot of money in California as well. But in terms of the impact, probably not exactly what it would be if California was a standalone contest, say early on the calendar, but you have to go back to, say, 1968, I think, when Bobby Kennedy won the California primary to have a really hotly contested race among the Democrats. And of course, he won that and was assassinated later that night.
Let's talk about just a couple of other things going on in California when it comes to the primary. Republican Duncan Hunter, congressman, resigned last month after pleading guilty to a corruption charge. Now a couple of high-profile California Republicans are running for that seat, slugging it out over who is more loyal to President Trump. What's going on with that race? And do Republicans run a risk of losing that district with the infighting?
That is a really heavily Republican district, Jeremy. It's a very much a likely Republican seat. You know, Duncan Hunter won in 2018 despite being indicted. And the guy that he beat, who did actually better than expected, Amar Campanijar, the Democrat, is raising money. He's running again this time. But there are two Republicans really slugging it out, as you said. Daryl Issa, who gave up his San Diego congressional seat a couple of years ago, he's running in this seat, as well as Carl DeMaio, a former San Diego City Councilman. He's a conservative talk show host. They're kind of splitting the Republican vote. And there is a poll out from the San Diego Union Tribune that shows Campanijar, the Democrat, with 35%. He's in first. And then Issa with 21 and Carl DeMaio at 15, sort of splitting that Republican vote. So it's likely with this top two system, we'll have a Republican and a Democrat facing off in November. And as I said, it is a pretty heavily Republican district.
That is Scott Schaefer at KQED in San Francisco, where he hosts Political Breakdown and is the politics editor. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And again, Here Now's Tanya Mosley will broadcast from South Carolina tomorrow and Friday. So tune in for that.